Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, now to a college football chunk play where we are learning that Trent Bray at Oregon State is not only going to be head coach, he's going to be the defensive coordinator too.
Yeah, I would assume he either promotes or goes and hires an unofficial defensive coordinator to go along with that.
Is this just the way they can save money? Because you don't have a... technically a defensive coordinator salary on the books.
It's possible.
But you can pay somebody at a lesser salary and a lesser sort of title to do most of the defensive work, although he calls the plays.
And he obviously wants to call the plays. Maybe he feels with the limited budget that he can't go out and get a defensive coordinator that he particularly wants. So in that case, it would be easier to just take it over. But there will be someone else.
Sure.
Like, you can't be a head coach and and run one side of the ball.
Yeah, like, it's pretty ballsy. He's like, I'll just do it.
But
I mean,
there's coaches like, you know, Lincoln Riley calls plays, Jeff Libby calls plays. But most of the time, Heupel is a play caller. But most of the time, they still have, I don't know anyone off the top of my head that doesn't have a coordinator, even if they call offense or defensive plays. So,
right.
I mean, this isn't that unusual. It's a little weird. But again, I would assume that someone will get the title of assistant defensive coordinator. And because, like, during practices and stuff, like, he as a head coach, you have just too many roles. You got too many, you got to have your hands in too many pies to sit there and do everything that a defense or an offensive coordinator would do.
What if they just decide to punt every time they get the ball?
That
and
would,
only focus on defense.
That would be interesting.
And try to win the game with defensive scores. Eliminate one side of the ball.
Well,
you won't turn it over that way.
That is something that I have not heard before.
Well, they gave up like 30 points a game, so, you know.
Well, that's maybe what he's...
Something's got to change.
That's what he said. Yeah, well, that's it. Hey, we gave up 30 points a game. Let's focus only on defense.
I'll do it my damn self.
Yeah.
I'll do it myself. We will punt every time they punt to us. We'll just punt it right back. And we'll put the defense out there. We'll have all defenders on our team. Yeah. No offensive guys.
I like
it. We'll be deep.
It's like a spring scrimmage sort of thing.
We will lead the league in or we will lead the country in fewest turnovers because we'll never have the ball. And maybe we score a few times. Block some kicks.
Yeah.
Return some touchdowns for interceptions for touchdowns.
Well, their transfer.
Scoop and score fumbles.
The transfer quarterback and the 4-star tight end that they just got are probably not going to be happy about that.
Give him back.
Yeah.
Well, we don't need him.
They can go play on the other side. I mean, I'm sure Malik Murphy can play some DB or something, put him at safety. It'll be an interesting year for Oregon State. I know
that's
that,
a weird one.
Well, I think there was a lot of optimism coming into this year from a certain group of Oregon State fans that the schedule and what you had coming back was going to be enough. And they kind of thought maybe a Washington State-like year. Well, it didn't end well for Washington State. And then it went really bad in the offseason, and Washington State ended up kind of where Oregon State was. Like, Oregon State kind of got gutted just a year before Washington State did. And now you're you know, you're kind of left with the aftermath of it. And now we get to see where Oregon State settles in. And so I think last year was a weird transition year. And now you know where the conference is headed. You kind of know what you're up against. And now you got to plant the feet and start, you know, working towards, you know, trying to be the next Boise State.
Well, the Ben Golbranson era is over.
Yeah.
But I would argue for those still griping about Oregon State's lot, and I get it, it's not good.
No.
They did get a top five quarterback in the portal.
Yes.
They paid, a $1.5 million for him.
Mm-hmm. So they got some dough, and they got $50 million coming the next 2 years
exactly,
from the Rose Bowl.
Exactly. Yeah. So come on, man. You got to make do with what you got, and they seem to be doing that.
Yeah, look.
I mean, that's a hell of an upgrade at quarterback.
Yeah, you can sit here and cry all you want, but the fact of the matter is life goes on, and you did see a team that is in your league. Now, granted, it's a little bit different because we're in the transition, but essentially in your league, in Boise State, made the College Football Playoff. So, and I don't hear Boise State crying. Boise State
actually,
is,
you do.
Well,
we'll get to that next.
Valid point. Damn it. How about this? Boise State is at least making the most of a crappy situation and realize
it's all you can do.
And because let's be honest, like 90% of the teams right now are crying and bitching and moaning. Even the really good ones.
Yeah.
Even USC, because Oregon took another one of USC's best players, and so they're crying. Like it's. There's only a handful of teams that aren't getting the pitchfork right in the old keister at this point.
All right, our college football chunk play continues next. Did the Ducks tamper? We'll be right back on The Fan.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.